Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I heard you say somewhere that there's almost like meant to be like a billion people waking up 2024. Can you describe the nature of that? That sounds like a lot. It's inspiring, but it's also like, whoa, there's a lot of work going on. Can you describe that a little bit? Yeah.
How I see this is I see many people already in process, kind of like the woman that came up to me on the beach the other day and said, I think I have an entity, right? She's in her wake up process. So for some people, it's going to happen. They're just going to get into the ocean and they're going to have a moment of clarity. For some people, they're going to get, dare I say, into an accident and they're going to have that moment of clarity. For some people, it's going to be a financial meltdown that they go through that's going to give them that moment of awakening that, oh, this isn't real. Like this system that I believe in isn't real. I don't have to be a part of this system anymore. You know, they're going to go through that moment, maybe a health crisis where the system that they've been in doesn't serve them and they have to do some different things. So I see this happening not as one moment for all mankind. I see this happening on the daily basis, person by person, bit by bit, circumstance by circumstance as it happens.
A lot of what you're describing, and I'm sure it's not universal that everybody's transforming through challenge, but I want to say the majority are, even though I don't want to actually say that. Your experience of that, like the nature of challenge and transformation, the kind of breakdown to breakthrough, and yeah, I always find myself asking this question, why does it have to be that way? And maybe that's just from a place of compassion or a place of fear. I'm still maybe a bit of both. But yeah, the breakdown to breakthrough and all this collective shift that's happening. Just the nature of challenge and around there as a necessary ingredient and for how to best navigate that for the individual.
Yeah, I have questioned this a million times, if not more, myself. You know, and my question always is, can we grow through joy? Can we grow through eating papaya and berries on the beach? You know, can we, I met a man in 2017 who really changed my world in many ways. And we had so many days eating papaya and berries on the beach, swimming, diving down in the ocean, the magic of life. And I have to be really honest and say that there was not a lot of growth there. There's a lot of pleasure, a lot of amazingness, but the growth wasn't there. And I am given the vision of muscles, and I'm being shown right now this person in the gym like really building their muscles, and they're showing me how the muscles break and tear apart, and then in the regrowth, they get stronger. It's the wabi-sabi. Right? Do you know, I wabi-sabied myself. Wabi-sabi is when you break a vase and you put it back together with gold. And it's a different shape, but it's stronger than ever. And I and think we're going
even
through
more that. Beautiful for all the cracks and the lining.
Yes.
And brings to mind that Rumi quote where the light is where the cracks are where the light gets in, sort of thing. Yeah, touch wood.
Yes. Yeah. It's where we infuse ourselves with that gold and that light. And so I so hear you on the not wanting to grow through challenge. And it's when we wabi-sabi ourselves. It's when we have those challenges that we actually re-fortify ourselves. In fact, I talked early on about how, you know, I've recently gone through this whole new health challenge. You know what? I thought after my near-death experience, I thought, I'll never be sick again. You know, I eat so clean. I eat so healthy. I'm so over. I'm never going to get a virus. I'm never going to get the flu. I'm never going to get anything. I'm amazing. It's really what I thought inside. You know, I drink enough green juice, taking enough supplements. Nothing's going to happen to me. But guess what? It did. And so through that process of me really having to go back and dig deep, I've had to dig deeper even than I did the first time around, if that's possible. And I didn't think it was possible. And I've had to dig deeper and get more resourceful and do even more trauma healing. And in the process of doing that, what I have then been shown and seen is that we actually have the ability to regenerate ourselves. We have the ability to regenerate our bodies. Look, geckos can do it. You know, they can grow a whole new tail. Why can't we regenerate? The only reason why we can't is because we've been told and it's been imprinted in us that we cannot. And so what I've been going through this last 2 years is this process of regeneration and learning how to pull that frequency through of regeneration so that we don't necessarily have to cut on the body. If you think about the time when we used to do bloodletting, remember bloodletting back in the medieval times? That's how we cured the body. Sometimes we killed the body, but yeah, we'd cut, slice open a vein and let out all this blood, and that would, you know, heal you or kill you. And so now we're in the place where as human beings, we cut on the body, right? We cut on the body to heal the body. So it's a very archaic way of healing. So what I can see for the future human is a different way. It's a frequency medicine way, bringing through frequencies of instantaneous healing, allowing the body to rejuvenate itself, bringing in frequency that helps the body to kick out stuff that it has. For example, if you had a big kidney stone, they are not going to cut it out now. They're going to use sound frequency to blast that kidney stone so that you can pass it through the body. So we're graduating as human beings, and we're coming up in our consciousness into new ways of handling old stuff. And that's one of the biggest pieces that we're pulling through. We're learning how to do it differently, but these things take time. I see it taking about 4 generations.
When you zoom out, that's actually pretty fast.
Right.
It's really trippy right now as you're describing this. I'm having the visual image of that band that you were describing humanity and Earth and our consciousness, or sort of our reality, exists on, and sort of the work that we're potentially doing to awaken ourselves sort of collectively, and the band sort of shifting upwards because, and I know upwards is a relative term, but nonetheless sort of shifting upwards so that some of these technologies which are less dense, like you described bloodletting, can actually be made of avail to us because our collective frequency is increasing, and then we can actually tap further into frequency medicine as a collective.
Emery, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly it. Yeah, it's exactly it. Like, as I couldn't have said it better myself. As we rise, we get access to more things that are less dense, that are more helpful. Just like as we rise in our frequency here on the planet, you may have run into a person that was going to harm you that day, but as you rise in your frequency, if you run into that same person, they have to be different around you, right? And so you don't have the same bad thing happen. So we are learning collectively to raise our frequency, and we have more high frequency people on this planet than ever before. It is such a huge opportunity right now. And again, down here on planet Earth, even though there is no such thing as time, it takes time here, right? That fourth dimension of time.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on the Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.